Bava Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah will deal with the laws of Shchiv Mara. A Shchiv Mara is somebody who's on their deathbed, and we have a principle, and that is that the Divrei Shchiv Mara, the words of the person on their deathbed, is K'chsuvim M'chumasurim Dom'heim. It is as if they've been written and they've been handed over. It's like a valid kinyan. It's like as if it had actually been given over to the person, even though he just makes a verbal request. It's like it already was effective. So the Mishnah says that Shchiv Mara, Shekasav Kol Nechasav La'Cherim. If you have a man on his deathbed who has written all of his nechasim, all of his property to somebody else, and v'shiar karka kol shehu, but he has left over even a small amount of real estate. The halacha is that even if he gets better and he doesn't die, matanasu kayemis, his matana is maintained. And that's a valid matana, a valid gift. It's given away. We don't say, as we normally would in the case of a shchiv mara, that if he recovers, so the monies that he gave away are no longer effective, and that is the gift that he gave was only on the idea that he was going to die. And therefore, if he doesn't die, then he obviously didn't intend to give away his estate. However, that's only true if he gave everything away, because then it becomes clear that no one would give everything away. It means he does not expect to survive, and therefore he's only giving it because he doesn't expect to survive. However, if he leaves over something, so obviously he must have expected to survive, otherwise he wouldn't have left something over for himself. And therefore, even if he gets better, his matana, his kayemes, is valid. Lo shiar karka kol shehu, if he doesn't leave over anything, as we said, he gave everything away, ein matanasu kayemes, and if he gets better, of course, then the matana is not valid. Now, what happens if lo kosev b'shchiv mara? Somebody has a shtar matana, a shtar of a gift, a document of a gift, but it doesn't mention that the gift was given by the giver when they were a shchiv mara. Hu omer, the giver says, shchiv mara, that when I gave this shchiv mara haya, I was on the deathbed, and I recovered, and therefore, since I recovered, I want to nullify the gift because I was giving everything away. The Hain Omrim, however, the recipients of the gift say, Bari Haya. They say, no, he was healthy, and therefore it was a valid gift and had nothing to do with being on his deathbed, and it should be ours. So Tzarech L'Havi Raya Shehoya Shchiv Mira. The giver of the gift has to bring a proof that he was a Shchiv Mira, because it seems to be it seems to be a valid shtar matana. It seems to be a valid deed of a gift. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. He says that we presume that the matana, the shtar matana, is valid. The Chachamim Omrim. The Chachamim disagree. They say Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Araya. Since ultimately the items that were being gifted are in the possession of the giver. Therefore, even though there is a shtar matana, even though there is a shtar saying that he gave it away, since he is disputing the facts surrounding the case and saying that he was a shchiv mara at the time, and the other person, the recipient, is trying to extract the items from him, he's a motzi mechavero, and therefore the person who's the recipient of the gift has to prove that he was not a shchiv mara. And the halacha follows the chachamim, who say, ha-motzi mechavero olav araya.